yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
What are some ways to identify that you don't have congruency?
Yeah. So the one thing you can do is always ask someone who's bought from you in the past, what can I have done to make this better? I have a basic test that I do, right? And I learned this from the guys who started Airbnb. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how they went through this thing. And what they did, they said, okay, if someone came to an Airbnb, what would be a one-star experience? And they were like, they gave us the right address. Everything else is trash, but they at least gave us the right address to the place, right? Well, okay, what would be a two-star? They gave us the right address. We were able to get in, and there were beds inside. And a three-star, they gave us the right address. There were beds inside. It was clean, but it was noisy. Well, four-star, they did all of those things, but they left breakfast for us, and they had guides for us to see around the city, right? Five-star, all of the things that I just mentioned, and the beds and everything were better than what I expected. They had the best towels. They had the best linens. They had a maid that came in and cleaned up for us. They didn't even mention it on the site, but when we got there, it had it, right? And most people, what they said is most people would stop there. But what they did, they said, well, what's a six star? Well, we pick them up from the airport. That's how they ended up with Airbnb experiences, because they end up adding all these extra things to try to say, well, what would a six star be? Well, not only they picked me up from the airport, but they had things planned for us to do that we could choose that we wanted to do. And well, what's a seven star? Well, they booked our tickets for us. So you can keep going all the way up and find out where you want to be. So when you charge a certain amount, you should ask your customers, what would have made this better? And usually the things that would have made it better doesn't usually have a large incremental cost to you, but it's a large incremental increase in value. That's why you got to ask the questions and talk to the customer, right? So how much more does it cost to leave some magazines telling them what to do? It don't cost nothing, but it gives you an extra star. You probably can add an extra $10 to your price for leaving the same magazines for everybody. Mm-hmm. Something that tells them the best restaurants in the area and the walking distance and stay away. The things that can add value usually don't have incremental cost a lot of times. So just by doing that process, you can find out what makes your sales process better. I'll give you an example of my own. And we do outreach. Last year, we reached out to over 100,000 people and set almost 7,000 meetings for our clients, right? That's not including the people that rejected us. 7,000 people said, we want to meet with you, right? And we asked them, well, what would make this process better? Because they pay us on average $3,000 to $4,000 a month for this. They said, dude, if we didn't have to reply to everybody, can somebody on your team reply with our booking link? Yeah. How much more would you pay for that? I'll almost pay you double if we don't ever have to touch the thing. Cool, let's do it. It costs us nothing more to do that. Why? Because somebody goes in and reads all the replies in order to mark it as a win or a loss anyway. So instead of them just marketing it as one, now they're marketing it one and putting the link in there with the copy and paste reply. Double the value of our service cost us no extra time. But if I didn't ask, I would not have been able to turn what I thought was a five-star service into a nine-star service.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.